Mayor Frey asks Trump for help after Minneapolis rioters cause millions in damage. By Amy Furr on June 6, 2020. Mayor Jacob Frey, D, is seeking federal aid to help Minneapolis recover from the protests and riots that have wrecked the area. With at least $55 million in estimated damage and far more to come, Minneapolis will need state and federal aid as it attempts to rebuild hundreds of structures after the riots following George Floyd's death, Frey explained on Thursday, according to the Star Tribune. The report continued. City officials are still putting together a complete tally of the destruction and cautioned that estimates are likely to rise significantly. Governor Tim Walz and members of Minnesota's congressional delegation are trying to get government assistance to offset that cost. But in the past, neither the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, nor Congress has consistently sent federal funding to cities ravaged by riots. In an interview, Frey said he expected the total cost of the damage to be in the tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars across the Twin Cities. "We will do everything we can as we shift to recovery mode. We're recovering from crises sandwiched on top of each other. From COVID-19 to the police killing and then the looting which took place afterward," he noted. However, Frey hit back at President Trump on May 29 after he criticized his handling of the violent protests and riots, according to Breitbart News. "Donald Trump knows nothing about the strength of Minneapolis. We are strong as hell. Is this a difficult time period? Yes, but you better be damn sure that we're going to get through this," he commented. The next day, Frey urged residents to stay home as the riots spread throughout the area. Prior to Floyd's death, officials were discussing how to cut $165 million from the city's budget as they tried to account for the drop in revenue and the increased costs of responding to the recent health crisis, the Tribune noted. "This will be a budget crunch," Frey commented. "To say otherwise would be dishonest, but we are committed to the city. We have a committed team, and I know between our city enterprise and the strength of our communities, we're going to get through this."